Good Wednesday, everybody. It is September 15th, 2021. I am Eddie the Hat, and of course, we are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. And I encourage you folks to hurry over to our website if you haven't had a chance to check it out. Maybe this is your first time catching the show, or you've never heard of us before. We offer some very affordable rates on our daily selections as well as multiple day packages. So I encourage you again to head over to horseracing-selections.com to check us out. All right, well, it is Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. I think I already said that, but that must mean that it is time for our Trip and Trouble Notes. For the previous week, and of course right now we're at Los Alamitos, don't have a lot for you guys this morning, or actually today, but we do have a few horses that I wanted to go over. And of course, this is for Los Alamitos on the race days Friday, September 10th through Sunday, September 12th. And almost through the Los Al meet. It was a nice opening weekend out there, the Orange County track, which also hosts year-round quarter horse and thoroughbred racing. So, guys, I know Los Al gets a lot of flack for having these real mini daytime thoroughbred meets, but I'll tell you what, they're always run very, very efficiently. It's a very safe surface, but it's also a very unique surface. And when I say that, it's a very long stretch. A lot of horses like it, and a lot of them don't. There's really no in between. So you get horses that will come to life at Los Alamitos, maybe coming off of a Dole Del Mar race. You'll look in the past performances and you'll see that maybe they don't run well at Santa Anita and at Del Mar, but when they get to Los Al, they like the surface. So, it's definitely a course for certain horses. And, that's what we bring you with our horse racing report plus selections. So again, check us out, horseracing-selections.com. All right, let's turn the page or the calendar back, and we're going to talk about our first horse here, which ran on Friday the 10th, and we're going to talk about Her Perfect Vision, a first-time starter from the Jonathan Wong Barn Tommytown Thoroughbreds. This is a pair owner-trainer combination that has much success, and we expected this daughter of Stanford to run well here, but she didn't. And I think what we have here is a classic case of a two-year-old that can't run on Lasix that bled. She ran like a bleeder, and don't know what the situation is going to be with her because she can't run on Lasix as a two-year-old here in California. So, don't know what's going to happen. However, we have the utmost respect, and Jonathan Wong obviously is a very capable trainer. He'll figure it out, and when she surfaces again, look for the problems to be corrected. Now, we don't know if she bled or not. That's just an assumption that we came up with on our own after watching the tapes. She ran like it, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that was the case, obviously. So, Her Perfect Vision, we're going to circle her, and we're going to give her a look back next time. When she makes her second start for the Jonathan Wong stable. That's the only horse on Friday. We're going to turn to Saturday, 9-11. And here we're going to take a look at Proud Veteran. Now, this was a horse that was coming off of a layoff last time when he was last seen at Del Mar. The Justin Phillip son was well bet. Off of a, I believe it was a 6-8-1 morning line, somewhere in that ballpark. Went off as the race favorite at 2-1, and ran like a short horse for Brian Petnick, and not not to be discouraged. We told you to watch this guy next time, and he gets the job done for us and clients on Saturday. This is Proud Veteran, a nice $7.80 return here. Evidently, people just didn't like that return race at Del Mar. However, we pointed out that he got off to a rough start. He was kind of jostled around a little bit at the break. Was 4-3 wide and just tired. He needed the race, and we weren't discouraged. We hope you weren't. And the drop in class from 32K to 20 maiden was able to get the job done. Now, this guy obviously is not much, guys. $20,000 maiden horse. But we did see a little bit enough of him to encourage us to think that maybe around the $10,000 level, he might be a useful claimer. That's where he's going to be fitting, obviously. If we don't see him back at Los Alamitos by the end of the meet, definitely give him a look, maybe at Santa Anita for a $10,000 race, or perhaps Golden Gate, where they have lower claiming races. So Proud Veteran. Let's give him a look back, first time versus winners. He might be a little bit of a sneaky price, too. And obviously, there's not a thing wrong with that. All right, finally, we skipped the race here. Let's go back to Saturday's first race. And we're going to take a look here at Mongolian Window. Now, this horse ran for 8K, has run at Santa Anita in the past, hasn't really accomplished a whole heck of a lot lately. She's a six-year-old mare by Drosselmeyer. Maybe getting a little bit long in the tooth, getting some mileage on her. But I'll tell you what, she woke up big time here under Abel Cedillo for that potent Jonathan Wong stable. Don't be surprised if you see her at Santa Anita in a 10, maybe a 12-5 claiming race, and might be able to get the job done with a little bit of a bump in class, because she looked good winning on Saturday. All right, and finally, we're going to wrap things up on Sunday in the sixth race, and we're going to look at the Dixie Chatter Gelding I Know Cash Flow. Nice looking win here in his second career start for the Peter Miller Barn. Abel Cedillo on board for this win. Got the maiden diploma, and for a 50K price tag here, this son of Dixie Chatter could come back and make his presence felt at Santa Anita as well. Nice looking win here. I Know Cash Flow. So let's follow him also when he surfaces versus winners. And that's it for the Trip and Trouble Notes opening week at Los Al. And of course, Friday, September 10th through Sunday, September 12th. We'll be back with you next Wednesday with some more Trip and Trouble Notes as Los Al continues their program. And just a little reminder here that racing is Friday through Sunday this upcoming week, the 17th through the 19th. However, on closing week, we've got Thursday through Sunday action. So just a little bit of a heads up there that in 2 weeks there will be Thursday action at Los Al. First post every day, 1 p.m. All right, that's going to do it for us this Wednesday. Thanks for joining us. Check us out, horseracing-selections.com. Eddie the Hat here. Have a great upcoming week of racing action from Los Alamitos.